so happy you are here.
Pinch me. Pinch me.
Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, it's real.
It is real.
I feel it.
Sebo and Mitch, welcome to another day. And the first of many. Mitch is back.
I'm back. I'm here. I am here.
I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
I've missed you. Never thought I'd feel this way, but I actually did.
Go
so
on.
It's That's it. That's all you get.
No, can
That's
you?
That's it.
Can't you can't
no
live,
more elaboration.
You can't live without me.
Oh, I mean, I could.
I complete you.
Well, yeah, you really. Well, it's called Steve-O and Mitch. Without the Mitch, it's incomplete. So yes, technically, you do complete me as a show.
No, like in real life.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure.
No.
Wow. Does this song signify anything?
I'm just glad you're back. Welcome.
I'm glad I'm back.
Welcome back to work.
Back to real life.
Well, I'm sure you're stoked. Stoked to be here.
You know what? Huh. Getting up this morning hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My alarm clock went off at like 4:30. I was like, oh, no freaking way. It is not already that time.
Yep. And yet you still beat me to work.
Yeah, by about 15 minutes. And I was not 15 minutes early.
Oh, man. Can I just say, we bought a new house. And
your house is like 2 minutes closer than the other one. So I don't know what you're about to say.
Okay, wait. It also takes me 15 minutes longer to take a shower. Because we have a glass stand-up shower. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
It's just a shower.
Okay.
It's not a shower bath. It's a shower.
All right. So we have this stand-up shower, glass shower thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I take a shower just fine. Well, actually, okay, the shower head's like needles. It like hurts. I'm like, ah, ow. Okay.
So
and then
you
jump in and I'm like, ah.
Is it one of those changing ones? Can you change it?
Well, I can, but I just haven't. There's 1,000 things to do when you move into a new house and replacing the shower head.
No, not replacing like the little.
No, if I could change it, I'd just change it.
That's what I just asked when you said, well, yeah. And I was like, well, stupid.
Well, no, because I could remove and literally change the shower head.
But you have not done that yet.
I have not done that yet. I'm going to it's painful. I get tattooed every morning by my shower.
I love that.
Oh, it's the worst. I will give you that shower head.
No, I don't need it.
You already have one? Okay. I hate that. That hurts. It's painful.
I have one of those ones that changes and it's like tick, 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 like the massage.
No, it doesn't change.
Oh,
it's just
amazing.
Constantly tattooing me with water. It's
the
worst. So anyways, so that's painful because it takes a little longer because I got
to
like
get used to it.
Get used to it and then dodge in and out of like the bullets of water that are hitting me. But then it's a glass standing shower thing, and apparently water spots are
a no-no.
And there are none because the original owner, I guess, took really good care of that shower.
Ah.
In fact, we talked to him about it, and they squeegeed it
every day. Every single time?
Yeah, every single time. So I seriously have to add an additional 10 minutes to my shower now because I'm dodging in and out of crazy water bullets and I don't want to get tattooed. And then afterwards, before I can dry off or do anything, I have to get out this big old squeegee thing and like, wee, wee, and squeegee the entire shower so that there's no water spots for my wife. It's unbelievable.
You know how to solve this problem, right?
Not shower?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to work out for me or East Mountain High School today.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome back, Mitch.
Thanks.
Stevo.
Yeah.
Is believable, first of all.
Yeah.
When I lived at home, like before I was, married and still at mom and dad's place.
Right.
Yeah. Had a squeegee every day.
Yeah.
Dang.
And, yes, you need to take a shower.
All right, fine. I'll take a shower. The phone lines are blowing up, so let's take some phone calls. Static!
Mitch is back!
That I am! Hello. Good morning.
Thank you. I miss your voice. Evo doesn't argue well with other people.
It's because he usually wins. I don't know how he wins arguments without...
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I win, usually, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Are you finally moving out from underneath the HOA Nazis?
Yeah, I wish.
No.
I moved on from those HOA fees to actually more expensive HOA fees, and yet there is a car parked in the rocks.
Your wife was explaining that to me.
By my house, so I don't know why I'm paying more for HOA fees when... I mean, I guess I should be excited because that means I could probably do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah.
However...
No, you cannot.
Our neighborhood does not look awesome with cars parked in gravel.
All I have to say is, who cares?
I'm just saying.
So, money doesn't even support that HOA. Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so we've gone from complaining about having to take a nice shower to complaining about HOA fees. And Thebes just texted, first world problems.
Exactly, right? Okay, but I was talking to your wife about the HOA and how people are like parking in their rocks. Which is funny because you can't even say lawn. They're parking
in the rocks.
They all have rocks.
Yeah.
But she met one of the neighbors and she said that neighbor just complained about how everyone parks in the rocks and how they don't take care of their yards. So now you can't even do that because you know the one neighbor that hates it.
That hates it, yeah. So, not that I would ever park in my rocks, because it's so, like, I don't get it.
You have to do it at least once, just for fun.
No, I'm not going to park in my
rocks.
Okay,
I'm going to go to your yard and park in your rocks.
Okay, please do. Okay. Please do. Static!
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey!
I can see that Mitch is back. How you doing, Mitch?
Here I am. I'm good. Hey. Doing well.
You all right there, Mitch?
Doing all right.
Huh?
Hey, where were you?
I was attending family business.
She's
hey, I thought I saw something on your, I think it might have been your husband's page by your father's, you know, cancer, you know.
No, yeah, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, guys, that reminds me, my auntie Viola passed away, she had colon cancer.
Ooh.
She passed away last month.
It's never fun.
Wow. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Last week, more like, it was on the, last week, Friday.
Yeah.
It was at 11 a.m. It was the colon cancer just spread all over.
It's awful. It's not a fun disease. Yeah. Well, it's no diseases are fun at all.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. As if you're ever like, dude, I got that one? Oh, I love that one. That's the one I was hoping for. So
if you guys don't mind putting in a prayer request for her and her family for me.
Okay. Well, you said she passed away?
Yeah, she passed away. She was supposed to live 6 months.
So for her family.
So for her family, then?
Yes, the family. I mean, they're going through a hard time as is already, you know.
Mitch, I'm sure you have no idea what that's like right now.
Oh, I know exactly what that's like.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Matthew, thanks for the call, man. All right, moving on. We got so many phone calls.
I know.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hate to bring up a light topic after that last
video. I know, right? I was going to bring up the fact that Mitch was attending to family business and is now in the mob.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, you can bring up whatever you want.
I got a simple question just as far as radio format. Who's the music director now?
This guy.
Is it you?
This guy.
Is it you or is it
this
Mitch?
Guy. No, it's this guy. It's this guy. You know what?
It's a good... It's a family thing.
It's a family business. We're the mob.
Because the other day my son called up and requested Red, and Steve-O, you said, well, Mitch doesn't like Red.
Yeah, she doesn't.
It's true, I don't.
She doesn't.
So I answered him, I said, well, who's the music director then?
Right.
It's all of us.
Okay, so here's the correct answer.
You could, like, veto it.
Well, here's the correct answer. Let's be honest. Mitch, as my wife knows, Mitch is my work wife.
Yes.
And so you know how it is when you're married.
Work married.
You're work married. And your work wife says, I don't like that. Now, you could go one of two ways. You could say, I take that into consideration and then do the opposite and hate your life. Or you can just do as your work wife says because you know it will be better for you in the long run.
Steve, she doesn't have to be your work wife.
Right.
No. I don't think you know what you're saying. Because
I do. There's, there's,
I, he has
nothing. There's nothing wrong with her not being your work wife.
This is true.
But he
this
has
is
to spend
very
4
true.
Hours in a room with
me. Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, her and my wife got together and decided that apparently I'm just no good on my own.
He's
so,
not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a complicated life.
I really do. Apparently, I'm codependent upon people, so I really need to go see somebody about that.
Anyway, there is one Red song that I'm okay with. Just one.
And you know what? Those guys are good friends of mine, so I love playing Red. So
that's
well,
your bias.
I'm not, but well, see, and that's
you're
what
bias.
Isn't it just bias? There's no T.
You're biased. Ed. It's not T. Biased.
In the past.
Biased.
I have been biased. So, yeah. So technically, well, I am. It's on my business card that I don't have because we don't have money for business cards. What am I talking about?
Steve, your honesty is amazing.
Yeah.
And I wish you a great day.
You too, man. Thank you.
Okay. That was him saying he feels sorry for you.
Right. Yeah. Pray for me. So there you go. Mitch is back.
I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's going to be a good show. We've got breaking news coming up.
Oh, we sure do.
Yeah, it's Thursnewsday.
It's Thursnewsday.
Thursnewsday. We just got a phone call from the other room. Matthew from Albuquerque didn't get a chance to request Fall Quiet Fall from Project 86.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Think about that one for a bit.
Dedicate that to Mitch.
I'm sure he did. He meant to dedicate that to Mitch.
Yes.
And if he didn't, we're going to anyways.
That's sweet.
Coming up. Right now, we got some Rocket Boys for you. And Thirst Newsday right around the corner. Are you ready to get back in the swing of things?
I'm ready.
All right. Marching to the palace, Steve-O and Mitch.
What's my line?
Yeah.
In the morning.
Static radio. The Rocket Boys marching to the palace. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you.
Hey.
Happy Thursday.
There's snooze day.
Oh, snap. I wasn't ready.
Breaking news. While the idea of inserting sandwich innards between two glazed donuts isn't anything new, Dunkin' Donuts may be the first mass market chain to offer the glazed donut breakfast sandwich as an item on their menu.
Gross.
Gross. That's nasty. The new item is still being tested at a few select Dunkin' Donuts restaurants in eastern Massachusetts.
Wait. So they get like glazed donuts and like bacon and eggs?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can see it. There's a photo.
Yeah, it's nasty looking. As in, I'm never going to eat that. Like, that's what I mean by gross and nasty.
It's sad that I'm now...
Are you?
I think it's the photo. It's got to be the photo because I'm
look
like, I don't know, there's bacon in it.
Okay, one, this is a black and white photo and it's shiny. That's disgusting.
It's because it's a glazed donut.
Yes. That's nasty.
I'm so hungry and you just showed me a donut. You're a jerk. Welcome back, day one.
Wow.
You've ruined my breakfast.
Wow.
You've ruined the morning.
I have a piece of gum. Would you like one?
I don't want gum. I want donuts.
4001 of Breaking news! A Labrador named Rocky saved the life of a girl who had fallen into a frigid river in Edmonton, Canada. Rocky jumped into the water and swam out to her. She was able to grab onto Rocky and she and the canine were pulled to the riverbank by the pooch's owner.
Oh. Aww. Yeah.
That's sweet. That's so sweet.
No story about how she fell in the river, why she was, I mean,
she was probably pushed.
I saw Superman 2. It's the kid like, ooh, I'm going to lean over too far. And the mom's like, don't do that.
I saw the river wild. I'm pretty sure it was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I know.
All
Kevin
about
Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Why I got to bring up bacon again? I am so hungry.
Okay.
Man.
4001 Osuna Road. Breaking news. Authorities in Texas said a dead body reported by a jogger near a trail turned out to be a deceased pig.
Wait, what? Gross.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Somebody reported a dead body, but it was actually a deceased pig. Like,
oh, it was like, you mean like pork? You mean like a pig, like from the farm?
Bacon.
I thought you meant like they were deceased.
Like,
and they
were like a glazed ham.
Right, okay. Yeah, God.
Did you get that?
Yeah, got it. Thank
you. I'm just going
to... That was the rest. That was the whole story.
That was the whole story. These are like literally one-liners. Look at these. Okay, ready? Breaking news. A truck carrying can of baked beans crashed and poured its load across a busy road in England, shutting down two lanes. You can say the truck spilled the beans.
Oh, man. You just had to get that in there.
Yeah.
It's too bad that the bean spill wasn't near the pig, because then you could just start...
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans, bro. I'm just saying.
That sounds so good.
It sounds wonderful. Again, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast.
Donuts, bacon, pork and beans.
There you go.
I don't know what I'm reading.
Breaking news! My co-host is back and all is right in the world.
Yes.
Actually not. They found a deceased pig. There's a lot of bad things going on. That's the news. I don't know. But we're getting lots of phone calls this morning.
You should go ahead and
you
answer
come back
that.
And all of a sudden everybody else does too. Don't ever leave. Static!
Hello!
Hello!
Max, we missed you!
What the heck, bro? You can't call when she's gone? I haven't talked to you in like a week.
Missed you,
oh
too.
Oh my god, dude. Him and Steve are the Believer, not good. him and Joey, it's just like two bros hanging out, and it's just, I don't know, you keep them grounded, Mitch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, missed you, girl.
Missed you, too.
Missed you, girl.
I love you guys.
I love you, too, bro. Pool boy from Christmas.
Pool boy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, so I've got to say, I kind of agree with Mitch on the whole red thing.
Okay,
Thank you.
But hey, I had a question for you. I listen all the time.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, you said you had your chief son's name tattooed, like, on your fist, right?
Right.
What did you do when you had a third son?
Right?
Yeah, they weren't planning on that third one for a while.
Still haven't figured that one out, so...
Like on your forehead, maybe.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I feel like I have time because I actually took Jack and Luke when I got each of their hand, or each of their names on my hand. I took them with me, and partially so that they would see how painful it was, then they would never get them. But... Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I almost want him to pick when he's a little older.
I'm hoping he's a lot older.
Cool. Yeah. So, because Jack and Luke, they picked the colors and they picked everything. So, I feel like I got some time.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah. Yeah,
I'm just curious because I listen all the time and still haven't.
No clue.
How it works.
When I know, I will let you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right on, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you would like to chime in randomly this morning.
Very random. I have to wonder what's going through people's mind when they wake up. Like, oh man, like first thing they think of is, doesn't he have his kid's names tattooed on his hand?
What is he
going to do about Brody? I have to call and ask. Hey!
It's true!
No, it's a great thought. Like, yeah. we're all wondering.
I know. Static!
Hey, so I'm calling about the call a couple of minutes ago where the guy was talking about the music.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've also noticed you guys stopped playing POD, Demon Hunter, and Malian and the Sons of Disaster. Does Mitch and your wife not like those also?
No, I enjoy POD. I like Malian. However... Not a huge fan of Demon Hunter. I kind of fought for that one.
What is happening? We got to remedy that.
But here, I've tried. It's
I want to play some POD right now.
It's like...
But yeah, but I have not heard those four bands in quite some time.
We played POD whenever it's requested.
I was just about to say, we need to get a new single from them. We played Lost and Forever to the ground.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it.
And they haven't released a new song. Maybe we just pick one from Murdered Love, because I know you loved that track.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, can you play some Maylene for me now before I go to work?
Yeah, some Maylene? All right,
yeah,
we'll do that.
Okay. Here's the thing. We can do it, but here's the thing about me and music. I like music by seasons.
Here's the thing. Wow.
Like, right now it's springtime. I want to hear some
good... realized I'm not really the boss. Like, it just hit me.
No, you're the boss. You're totally the boss.
Oh, wow. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mitch, glad you're back.
Hey, thanks. Me too.
And I have a question. So,
of course.
Since you have two wives...
you know, like Abraham, except you only have one.
How does this work? Like, if your wife ever comes to work, like, who has Trump here? I mean, unless they're arguing,
who Chrissy wins in real life.
Oh, she wins.
Chrissy wins. Hands down. Are you kidding me?
I'm literally only wife for, like... Six to eight hours
and
a day.
It's not even like, comical. It's not even like,
real.
Who wins? That's weird.
Yeah, no, it's her.
Thanks for making it weird.
So whenever I want something done, I call her.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's actually the truth.
It's not a lie.
It's the worst.
And like, when she needs papers returned, she makes sure that I put in his backpack or fax them over.
This is true. Like I'm a child. Yeah. Like I'm a child. And you're the teacher at the school. And true story.
So she's like your handler then.
This really is the truth. Yeah. Because there was a time where I had to get some stuff back to my wife and I completely forgot. And it was like the day that she needed this paperwork back. So instead of calling me, she texts Mitch and says, hey, he's got some paperwork in his backpack. Will you make sure that you have him fax that over to me?
And what happened? I faxed it over to her.
She faxed it over to her so that...
Because he doesn't know how to work the fax machine.
I don't know how to work the fax machine.
That is hilarious. Let's be honest.
I'm kind of lost and clueless without others around me. If I were on the television show The Walking Dead or Lost, I'd be one of the dead guys.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
I don't know what to do unless I'm with the group. I would fall apart by myself. I really would. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep. Speaking of that, we're going to play some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. The song's called Oh Lonely Grave. So, kind of how I'm feeling this morning.
Yeah, I'm
all
sorry.
Right, sweet. Hey, it's good to know.
We support you.
I am worthless without you. That's good. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Oh Lonely Grave. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
We're getting off our routine there, Mitch.
What's going on?
Well, we've got birthdays.
Okay.
And I wanted to do it differently today. Now, you are not a fan of the rooster song.
I hate that thing.
Joey loved it.
Oh, good. Good for Joey. Why don't you call Joey?
Do birthdays with Joe?
Yes.
Nah, it's just not the same.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Joe. How old's this guy?
He's like,
he was terrible.
Don't care.
Of all the days, I think he got one right.
Aww.
So it's been a hard week. Like one rooster dance song. That's it.
Unfortunately, I heard you figure out how they're listed.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping you'd never notice that.
Them up.
Yeah.
So now, okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna do birthdays today.
Okay.
I am going to give you the birthday. All right.
Okay.
Seaver.
What?
You can help too, but
oh, good.
But here's the question:
what?
What song do you want if you get it right? Because it's not. It can't be the Rooster song because you hate that song.
It's gonna be a Biebs.
You know what?
It's actually the first thing I thought of.
No, it's a Justin, but I definitely want Sexy back.
Okay. All right.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. We sure do.
She did not guess correctly yet.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I was just proving yes, we do. So that's what you want?
Yeah.
Really? You better make it
what
exciting.
What am I
like,
yeah, I don't want Steve... Sexy back.
What do you want, Stever?
I think he wants
what do you
dance.
Want in this situation?
Wow. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean... The Rooster song is fun, and everyone else likes it,
I guess,
except for
I guess
me.
I should get, like, Petra or something.
Oh,
man.
No. Petra? Who are you?
Resband?
Oh, man. All right, you know what?
I don't know.
No more.
Okay, I'll go with the chicken.
All right. Man, you guys.
Okay.
So picky. All right. It's 4-4, which is cool.
Yeah.
4-4.
4-4.
Yeah. All right, it's day 94 of 2013. There are 271 days remaining. And born on this day, he was in Chaplin. Won an Academy Award for it.
Oh, of course.
In what?
In Chaplin.
Downey Jr.?
Yes!
Why would you give me Chaplin?
Because I'm not going to give you Iron Man. That's way too easy.
I've never even heard of Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin? He played Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, I've
won an
never
Oscar
even
for
heard
it.
Of it.
I was going to keep going if you didn't get it. I had a slew of others, like Due Date.
No.
Hey, Mitch, you guessed.
Due Date?
No, I saw it.
Are you
never saw
kidding
it.
Me? Zach Galifianakis?
Never saw it.
Ladies
all
first.
Right,
fine.
Go.
How old's Downey Jr.?
46.
50.
Wow. If you took those two scores together and
48?
Averaged it out, he is 48 years old. Yeah. Okay. From The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves?
From Transformers.
Is it the dude who... No.
From Lord of the Rings.
He's in all three of those?
From V for Vendetta. from Captain America and from the fact that he's one of my absolute favorite actors of all time, because did you hear the movies I just listed?
Yeah, those are good movies. Samuel, nope, he's not Lord of the Rings.
No, he's definitely not. Hey, wait a minute. Lord of the Rings is racist, bro.
I know their names.
They are all fair-skinned.
They are all fair-skinned.
I just realized that.
Hey, Steve-o.
And if he was going to be in the movie, was he going to be an orc?
Right.
Oh, man.
It's messed up.
I just realized what that movie's really about.
Tolkien.
Wow. Wow, Tolkien.
Hey, whose birthday is it?
Uncool.
No, hold on. I don't even know who this is.
Are you kidding me?
It's not Jeremy Renner.
No. Matrix, Transformers, which is kind of some trickery on my part, but he's in it.
Oh, he's the voice. He's a voice.
Captain America.
Who is he in Captain America?
Man.
Is it a he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty important role there. Lord of the Rings, also The Hobbit. V for Vendetta!
I love that movie.
V!
Who am I missing?
For Vendetta. Is he the voice in that too?
His name's Hugo Weaving.
I would have never gotten it.
He's Agent Smith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's Megatron. Yeah, he's
King of the Elves.
That guy.
He's Elrond.
Ner, he's Elrond.
He's okay. Red Skull.
Okay, do you know who that guy is?
He's V for Vendetta.
To me, that guy doesn't have a name. He's Agent Smith.
He is the coolest actor in the universe.
And so when I saw Lord of the Rings, I was like, hey, Agent Smith is Elrond.
Yeah, I love him. Agent Smith, to me, is the next generation Darth Vader. Like, when that dude comes on screen, and you're like, oh, no! Like, it's just bad. And you know it's scary and bad things are about to happen.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
How old do you think he is there, Mitch?
57.
55.
Man, you guys. 53.
Oh.
So close. So close. All right. He was a voice in The Incredibles.
The guy who played Coach.
He's in Coach.
The guy in Coach.
I know.
He
who
is
that
also
is,
in
but
Parenthood.
I don't know his name. I know exactly.
He
what
was
it looks
the
like.
Dad in Poltergeist when I was a child.
I know
and
who you're talking about.
Pee out of me. Yes.
He's still scary.
Yeah.
He's that tall
dude.
Well,
no, he wasn't scary. The house they lived in was scary because it was built
in
on an Indian burial ground.
Craig Nelson.
Right? Craig T. Nelson. That's right.
Okay.
All right. How old is Craig T. Nelson?
74.
63.
Wow. You guys were way off on that one.
Is he in his 80s?
He's 69. Oh, but I mean, you guys, the separation between your guesses was crazy. Man, you guys are doing awesome today.
Hey, Mitch, on the next one, let's guess and then average.
Okay.
How about this one? She is from Britney Spears' little sister.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Wow. If I had said Zoe 101, would you have gotten it? Because that's what it says next to her name, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
No, I wouldn't have. All I know is that she's from Britney Spears' fame and getting pregnant super early fame.
Right, there you go.
So, okay, hold on.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
No, hold on. I don't know if I can average this one, because I think I might get it. So she was like 16 when she had a kid, right? And that was like 7 or 8 years ago. So she's a year younger than my brother. My brother's 23. She's 22.
I was going to say 25.
Oh, no, she's younger than me. She's way younger than me.
All right, Mitch, go ahead.
Final answer.
I'm going to... 22? Yes!
She's 22.
I win. Yeah.
You're making this not fun. I miss the chicken song.
She's bringing sexy back.
Mitch is dancing.
Oh, man. Yeah, she is. There you go. Good job, you.
Thank you.
Wow, that was actually pretty impressive. That was really, really impressive.
Well, you know what? Every time you guys do the whole math thing,
yeah,
kind of works out.
Well, you actually think about it, because normally it's like, they got to be this old. Okay, last but not least, because I'm done, from being a famous poet.
Edgar Allan Poe.
No, well, he's dead.
Okay.
These are people that are living.
Bob Dylan.
No, poet. Author, poet.
Tell me that Bob Dylan's not a poet.
You know, he's a poet.
From
you're
being
right.
a famous
yeah,
poet?
Yeah, poet.
Do you,
she wears muumuus and it's like, there's birds and stuff in her poems, and it's like,
she wears muumuus?
Right, bro. And then
is
she's
that like,
got like...
She wears
I don't know what she wears.
You know who I thought of? Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
No, come on. Moomoo's. She's a poet. That should be enough, right?
No.
She's also done...
Roseanne Barr.
No, dude, from, let's see, what else has she done? From being friends with President Obama.
Beyonce.
From being friends with Oprah.
I was going to say Oprah.
Oh, really? No, Oprah's
being
not a poet.
Friends with Oprah and...
Yeah, come on. She's also probably friends with Beyonce.
Is she a lyric, like, by poet?
No, she's a poet.
Singer?
She's an author and a poet.
Aretha Franklin.
She wears yellow, and she knows why the caged bird sings. No, is that her poem? I don't know.
It's not a poem.
I know that's, why the caged bird sings.
I don't
think we even know who this is.
Is that a book? Okay, phone lines. Let's see if they got it. Static.
Dude, it's Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou! Whoa. Thank you!
Oh.
Can I be completely honest? Can I be completely honest?
Woo!
I didn't know she was alive.
I am the greatest person of telling you how to know who people
are.
Hey,
did Pool Boy just guess it?
He totally just guessed
it. Dang it, I got...
I'm going to say 56.
That's amazing. 56, wow.
Whoa, so
that's what he
84.
Said.
84.
84? Wait, you're on your phone. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm not cheating.
Promise?
I promise.
You just said 84.
No, I promise. Look, do you want to see?
Go with it, Mitch.
Do you want to see?
Go with it.
84. That's my guess.
Is that your final answer?
That's what I got.
Oh, Chrissy, my wife just texted you Maya Angelou, really?
Yeah.
Man, you guys, I don't like you guys.
See how it feels, Steve-O?
Yeah. Okay, final guess.
84 was my guess.
All right, 84.
Yes. Why would you do that to me? Why would you make me want to stick with that answer?
She was 84
was
yesterday. You were so close. You were so close. All right, happy birthday if it's your birthday. April 4th. That's pretty great.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff coming up today. Let's see. We had Clay Schroff, but actually he's not going to be here because he's traveling to Nashville.
We had
Jarrett for Theology Thursday, but he's traveling to California, so he's not here either. We actually don't really have anything
have
for
us.
You today. It's just us.
Me.
It's just us. So, yeah. We have a field trip to the East Mountains later today
yeah.
to go to East Mountain High and throw down and give some prom tickets away. Hey, if you are part of a high school Bible club and you'd like us to come hang out at your school for lunch and kick it with you and rock you some free prom tickets, we're doing that right now, actually.
Yes.
So we got a few people.
I'm excited.
A few places we got to go. And today we'll be at East Mountain High
up
in Sandia Park, New Mexico.
I got dressed today. I was like, dang it, do I look like I'm in high school? Like, I had to, like, look at myself and think, do I look like I belong there?
You aren't supposed to look like you're in high school.
No,
we have to be able to get on and off campus.
Exactly, which is why I'm like, what do I do to make it look like I don't belong here?
Yeah.
Is she trying to be, like, a narc or something?
I don't know, bro.
Undercover cop.
Man.
Way to go.
Well, come on. Do they have narcs in Moriarty? Do you even know what that means? There were, like, the cops that dressed like high school kids, but they were really like, hey,
oh my
bro,
gosh,
what
like
are you
that
doing?
Movie, like Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, that's real. That really happened.
21 Jump Street.
Yes, 21 Jump
was
Street.
Was the narc that guy in my school that had a beard and no one knew why? We're like, why does that dude have a beard? Well, nobody knew who he was.
I just choked on spit. I just choked. Amazing. Yes, that was probably...
No one knew who he was, but he had, like, full man beard. We're like, you gotta be at least 40. Like, I cannot believe you're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was him. He was doing a very terrible job. Apparently Moriarty hasn't caught on yet. Anyways, all right. If you'd like us to come to your high school, studio@mystaticradio.com. Send us an email and just give us an invite and we'll come out there. There you go.
Yes.
Coming right back, we got the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm sure something more.
Maybe.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Freaks! I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Just after 7 o'clock.
I might have to take that gum now. I just put a bunch of Whoppers in my mouth. No, I don't want it right now because I still want more Whoppers.
Okay. I love Whoppers. Actually,
they're just like chalky, though.
I know.
But I can't stop eating them.
You know, when you're a kid, you always get the same Christmas present every year because you just found out that their favorite candy is Whoppers. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get you a big milk carton of those every year for Christmas.
No.
My poor sister, I did that to her for like 4 years in a row. She just like knew that when she came to Christmas at our house, that she was getting a huge milk carton of Whoppers.
My wife, every year, has stocked me up on the Cadbury Easter eggs, and for some reason this year we just didn't get them, but I was okay
with
it.
Don't worry, they're on sale.
Because I feel right. I feel like I've been over inundated with them over the years, and now I just like...
You know what?
Okay.
Last year, they were ruined for me because I played...
You found out there's a real yolk in the egg?
Yeah, gross. Yeah. No! No, actually, we were at... We had to go buy about 300 of them.
What?
For a youth group game.
Oh.
And they were on sale, so they're super cheap, but I never want to eat another one in my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. Ruined. I'm good.
So
I'm
gross.
I'm good. That sucks when awesome things are ruined for you.
I know.
Huh. Speaking of things being ruined... In honor of the NCAA basketball tournament, Forbes recently hosted its second annual Jargon Madness competition. Of course, we are hosting our very own March Morning Madness.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. The championship game.
I'm excited.
House of Heroes taking on Mumford in what will be the David and Goliath of epic proportions.
I'd just like to say all about that. I'd just like to say, I told you so.
You did tell me so.
Thank you.
My bracket said that Amberlynn was going to win it all. I really thought they were.
Yeah, no.
I really did.
I'm not surprised at all that House of Heroes
beat them.
Well,
are you serious? Because we didn't even know if they were going to beat Mute Math in the first round. You don't give me that.
They have a huge fan base. It's exactly what I said. Here in Albuquerque, House of Heroes fan base, which is so funny because they're not even coming here on their tour.
Yeah, guys. Actually, yeah. I talked to them about that yesterday.
Well, don't worry. We'll talk to them about it again
tomorrow. So join us for March Morning Madness, 7 a.m. tomorrow. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Since you brought up March Madness.
Yep.
Does that mean sports is that an open topic?
Oh, well, if you want, I have a topic, but if you want to talk
about it. Oh, yeah. Can we talk about this?
Oh, yeah. Actually,
seconds?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, we do need to talk about this because I got a text yesterday and I said, save it for radio.
What?
I don't want to hear your complaints.
Okay, let Mitch start and then I'll.
Okay, so should I get my text message out? Okay, so I'm going along with my happy little life.
Yeah.
Just, you know. 3 o'clock rolls around, Ellen comes on.
And that's what, every day, 3 p.m., that's what you do.
Ellen, it's time for Ellen.
I know, not to text you, call you, interrupt your life in any way at 3 o'clock, because you get angry.
Yeah.
Because you haven't reached the 2000s yet in life, and so you don't have a DVR, so you can't pause television.
Right. Can't do that.
So,
I text you. Because at around 3:05, 5 minutes into Ellen,
right.
I might add,
you're
she
like,
hasn't even danced yet.
I haven't really been able to watch lately because you've been up in Colorado,
yeah.
And so now it's like, okay.
She hasn't even danced yet, right?
I'm
Does
finally
she
home.
She dances every day.
She
My
dances
routine.
Every day.
Yeah.
She dances every day. She has a little monologue, and then she's like, you know what time it is? And then she dances with the audience.
Yeah, it's time to dance! Woo! Yeah!
Yes.
Except...
3:05 rolls around, and then breaking news! Craig Neal, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I text...
Woof, woof,
yep.
So all I know is that something about Craig Neal, you guys call him Noodles or something, and he interrupted Ellen for about 20 freaking minutes.
Congratulations to Coach Neal.
I was talking to Scott Didrikson yesterday. Awesome dude, part of Young Life, West Side coordinator, awesome whatever guy.
Yeah.
And he's stoked. He actually is also the color commentator for 770 for all the Lobo games.
The what
commentator? Learfield Sports.
Learfield Sports, sorry.
Yeah.
They air it on 770.
Oh, okay.
For Learfield Sports.
Learfield. Yeah.
He does the color commentary.
With Scott Galletti.
What is color commentary?
Oh, man. Okay, you be Scott Galletti and I'll be Scott Didrikson.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Go.
And they take it to midcourt to pass over to... Go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I don't usually... Okay. He doesn't interrupt.
Okay.
You got to end a play.
Okay.
You got to end a play.
Okay.
Got to end a play, bro. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Don't you watch or listen to
Pass
them?
Over
Come
to on. Hugh. Hugh takes a shot, and it's off the rim, and it's out of bounds.
Oh, and, you know, Hugh, he's had some trouble of late, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the color?
Yeah, the color's like the guy that adds the fun
it's
stuff.
It's like the harmony.
The play-by-play guy. Get this. The play-by-play, he does the play-by-play.
Hugh from the top of the key.
Oh!
Yeah. So. And he scores. All right. Hugh's getting hot right there. If you noted in the last three games, Hugh's actually hit, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's Scott.
So he's
a really
like,
good dude.
He's
and
like Hollywood.
And not only does he do the color good, he's a good analyst.
He really is. And so I immediately, his kid is in Little League, in the same league as my kids. And so his team was playing yesterday. So I had to run over and go, Noodles, huh? Wait, yeah. You know, and
you were that
make
guy.
Sure he's well. He actually at one time Scott was an assistant coach for the Lobos.
Ah, so. Well, that's exciting.
Was that with Coach McKay?
That was with McKay. Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, okay, there's Lobos.
There's Lobos.
There's other stuff I piped in about.
Yeah, but Coach Neal took over Ellen, and she has to rant for like 20 minutes. Oh.
I have no idea what happened in those 15 minutes of Ellen, because as everyone knows,
right.
I don't have DVR. I can't tell you what happened. Yeah. I can't even rewind it.
I could probably tell you, if you just tell me who the guest was, I could probably give you a good idea of how it went down and what happened.
I don't know,
Ellen.
Because I missed Trust the me. First... Yes.
Yeah, she acted like she was in love with them.
Oh,
right. She said some funny joke.
She does that like cackle. She cackles.
No, she does not.
She has the most annoying. Yes.
No, she does not.
I'm sorry. I know you love her. I know you love her and her little dude haircut.
She's not Roseanne.
Bro.
Bro.
Her dude haircut, she has that for a very specific reason. And
what's that specific reason?
What's that specific reason there, Mitch?
She's the boy in the relationship.
Oh, gross.
Okay. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Steve-o.
What? There's Porsche. She's...
Hey, yeah, enough.
Gotcha.
Enough.
Gotcha.
No, don't even wanna... Okay. So, in baseball, Mitch.
Yeah.
If you're at... Steve-o, explain what... hey, they're at 500.
They're at five... like as a team?
Yeah.
That I played means that game, you're... 500.
No. That means you're you've won five, you've lost five, you're at 500.
And
right?
If you're, you know, in the season, if you're at or above 500, then...
It's pretty good.
Congratulations to the Halos. They're 1-1.
Stop it right now. I'm so mad at you right now. It was the bottom of the ninth. We're tied 4-4. I'm watching the game. Joey Votto comes up, and he was like MVP candidate last year. First base is open, and I'm saying, you walk him because there's a man on second. Walk him. Walk him. Oh, you're going to pitch to him. Okay. First pitch. Base hit. We lose.
Okay.
I was pissed.
Okay, so you need to explain to Mitch why I would take advantage of this time to bring this up.
Because I need to raise my hand really fast. Hold on, I need to raise my hand really fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand anything you are saying right now. Baseball is one of those sports I can watch and not understand at all.
We're a couple games into the season, and the Chicago White Sox have a better record than the Angels, and he's wanting to relish in the moment because it's not going to last for long.
Oh, dude, we're at a thousand.
Yeah.
We're at a
they're
thousand.
What undefeated.
Does that
mean? That means they're undefeated. That means they in the couple games they've played, they haven't lost yet.
Okay, I just need you both to understand that I can watch football, and I can watch basketball. I can watch hockey.
Yeah.
And understand what's going on. I watch baseball, and people are leaving the game. I'm like, why are you guys leaving? And turns out the game's over.
Mitch.
I don't know what's going on.
Not getting baseball is almost un-American.
Yeah, it's pretty un-American. I'm going to teach you. We're going to have some mandatory Angel game nights at my house, and you guys are going to come over, and you and Kelly are going to cry and be mad on my couch, and I'm going to make you guys understand baseball. It is or just is come to Jack and Luke's Little League games.
Okay.
They're both playing on Saturday. What are you doing on Saturday?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, boom! That's because I caught you without your schedule, and you can't lie to me right now.
Let me ask my co-host. Can you ask my co-host what's going on Saturday? We need to check our calendar before we make any decisions.
Yep, make you go to some games. So there you go.
I'm sorry.
I had this great topic. It was fantastic.
Maybe in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll get to it. It is 7:15, which means time for traffic.
Oh, crap.
Business as usual.
There's an accident. I-40 East at 4th Street. That's exit 159A. There's an accident there. There's also crazy construction, uncert I-40 down to one lane over there, as well as more construction right over here, Jefferson Street North at Osuna. You can't turn left anyway. You're going still, so don't try. There's road construction. The right lane is closed. Osuna West at Pennsylvania, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Random call.
And dial tone.
They hung up. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Coming up, I've got a topic. We'll start it on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Most annoying expressions on earth.
Ooh.
There it is. We'll get to it in a second.
Set that one up.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. All sons and daughters, oh, how I need you. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday. It is finally here. This chair is making me... Wait, why do I have a back on my
what?
Chair?
What? That's so weird.
Here, trade me. Do you want the back?
No.
You don't want the back?
Actually, I'll take it because you break them.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Doing
the old switcheroo.
All right, so anyways.
There
you go. Better?
Yeah, this is weird.
So, it is Thursday. We put posted a question on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also chime in on the phone, 505-338-3700. But in honor of March Madness, Forbes magazine recently hosted its second annual Jargon Madness competition. They did an attorney-style bracket featuring 32 of corporate America's most overused expressions, and their readers voted for the worst of the bunch. I should have made you guess, but you already know.
Yeah.
And we put it on Facebook.
We did.
So, never mind.
I would have never gotten it because I don't ever, I don't hear it that often.
You don't?
No.
Oh, dude.
I don't.
Maybe it's a guy thing.
I think it is.
I feel like I hear it all the time.
Amongst other guys.
Yeah, because that's when you have that, like, bro down, like, dude, oh, yeah, we had to come to Jesus meeting.
Whatever that means.
It means, you like, you have that moment where, like, hey, this dude is out of line, or this dude's not having his, he's not doing his job, or this dude's being lazy, and then you have a come to Jesus meeting. And that's where you, like, bring him, and you have a come to Jesus, dude, we had a come to Jesus meeting. You, like, threw down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. I've just never heard it put
You've
like that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Huh. So that was number one, actually. Come to Jesus moment, okay. As in, quote, here's the example they gave. If Joe doesn't improve his productivity, he and I are going to have a come to Jesus moment.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
That sounds like a threat, but it also sounds like it could be a good thing.
Well, it's not, it's kind of both.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a threat. It's kind of like one of those, yeah. You've never, I'm sorry, still,
up?
I guess it's a guy thing. 505-338-3700. That was the most annoying one, but what do you think? What's the most annoying expression on earth? Static. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I could. Shane, sounded like Shane. Mm-hmm. Shane!
Can you hear me now?
Hey, Yay! Shane! Shane!
What is up, dude?
Hey! So yesterday, my days are all messed up. Okay. So yesterday, I'm pulling into the gas station, and it's been kind of a long day, you know, and it's like the day before Mitch is coming back, and there was a lot going on, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and it was like kind of gnarly, and like all kinds of stuff going on. And then I pull up to pump gas, and I'm just like getting out of my car, I'm not paying attention, and then this truck rolls up on me, and it's Hurricane Shane!
Yes.
What up, dude?
And he's like, hey, man! And I almost started crying, and I just was so happy. It was good to see my friend. How are you, man?
I'm good, dude, I'm good. Welcome home, Mitch.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that you're back.
Me too.
Right on. Yeah, dude, you know, I'm not gonna say it. I, like, despise the expression. I'm just going to say, people say, be there or be square. I have no idea what they mean.
It means be there or be uncool. Like, if you're a square, hey, man. You're
like
a,
it's like immediately I've got to consider the source, and sometimes that's a tough question. You know?
Okay.
Come on, dude. Honestly. You really got to go there.
That's amazing.
I love you guys.
Love you too. All right. Shane! So we're talking about the most annoying expressions on earth.
Well, we kind of picked on you for a bit a while ago. Nine times out of ten.
Yeah.
98%, 99% of the time.
99% of the time.
Dude, you do that like 19 times a day. That's you.
I'm the exaggerator.
Yeah, I know.
I have to embellish a little bit.
I know.
Stories aren't
That's
as good
okay.
if you can't
That's okay.
embellish a little.
No, it's good.
I'm just saying.
Thank you. Are you a hobbit?
I'm a yes.
Okay.
That is my favorite book for a reason.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Okay.
Because I love food. I love eating.
Do you have really hairy feet?
I don't, actually.
Ooh, okay, good.
I really don't.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio for the most overused expressions in your opinion.
All right.
Gail says, don't judge me.
Ugh.
Don't judge me. Or
you're not my judge, bro. Only God can judge me. That's
flipping it. No judgment. I'm not judging, but.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, the funny thing is, Shane started out with one.
Yeah.
And he started out with, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. And you just know, like, no, well, no, but you are
That's
saying.
You, just,
you just said.
Yeah.
But you just said.
You know what I hate?
You said.
When people do something and then they say, just kidding. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You totally just did that.
You did that, but because the reaction was not what you wanted, you said just kidding, as if it negates what you just did.
But it didn't.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So, worst expression in the world, even though it's not from corporate America, the worst expression in the world has got to be YOLO.
Ugh. YOLO. Okay, you know what?
Not even true, right?
Yeah, right? That wins. That definitely wins. However, YOLO now forever, I will think of something different because I watched a show called Justified.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, there was a character on the show. He was like this crazy from the Detroit mob, like the guy they send in to like, you know, rough people up and get information out of them. His name was YOLO. He was played by Bobby, who happens to be Julia's brother, my friend Steven's wife.
Oh, that's cool.
6 degrees of separation. That, so it was my friend's brother was on Justified. I lost my mind. It was like, hey, his name's YOLO? Really? Like, so yeah, but you're ruined. Right. That's probably my favorite or my least favorite expression right now, too, because it's
that too.
So overused.
Doesn't even make sense.
Well, did you hear what? This one kid in Texas got suspended for writing that on his standardized test.
You are kidding me. Oh, man.
Suspended for saying YOLO.
YOLO. Oh, he should be.
Yeah, he wrote it on the standardized test and then, like, tweeted a picture of it. And
wow.
They suspended him.
Amazing. Amazing. Thanks for the
Thank
call,
you.
Man.
All right, see you guys.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Forbes magazine had its second annual Jargon Madness competition, and readers got to vote for the most annoying expression on earth. And come to Jesus moment came in number one. I'm like shocked. Thebes just texted me that he's never heard that term either. It's unreal.
I've never heard it. I'm so glad that he hasn't heard it.
Makes me sad. Dude, come to Jesus meeting. You know who says that a lot? Steve Reitman.
Really?
Static.
Hey guys, how are you? It's Calvin from Hobbs.
Calvin from Hobbs!
I'm so sorry I have not called in more. My school schedule has not been allowing me to listen to you guys as much as I had hoped.
Okay.
You know, just try and get better.
Really
just try and get better at it.
You know what? 9 times out of 10, you're just going to have to. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
But when I got on the other day, Mitch wasn't there. Where did you go, Mitch? I missed you.
I know. See, people, that's just what happens.
I'm sorry.
What happened is we were testing, really, to see if she was a decent co-host because I really wasn't sure if she was doing a good job. I had nothing to compare it to. So I made her leave for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, to see if anybody would really care if she was gone. And if nobody cared, then we were just going to let her go. She's still about 30 phone calls shy of keeping her job.
Yeah, all I know is that people are still calling. Like now, and they'd be like, "Where's the old man?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? When was the last time you listened?"
Yeah.
What happened to the Three Amigos?
Yeah.
They were on last time I listened.
Incredible.
Okay, but anyway, about the annoying things, I've never heard "come to Jesus" either.
Wow.
Maybe once.
Wow.
But maybe slightly different. But annoying stuff that my sisters started saying. Is she started saying like lols, like LOLZ, like not even a text or anything. It's like lols, and she says
lols.
It over stuff that isn't even funny.
Right.
She's like, oh, I gotta go to school, lols. I'm like, that wasn't even funny.
Right.
And she says kosh, like cool and
kosher.
Osh. I don't know. Kosh.
Man,
like it's
so
kosher.
Kosh.
It's kosh.
I like that.
I don't.
Dang
no.
It. Sorry,
no.
I'm gonna go and pick that
I
one up.
I think you might not like it if you hear it a billion times a
right.
day.
Right, right.
What if it's coming out of my own mouth?
Here's the thing, though.
I could, no.
Hearing anything a billion times a day would be annoying. A billion? Like, really? A billion?
Like, air moving.
Maybe
air
more
moving
like 27. Dripping. Like, probably literally more like 27.
Okay.
A billion would be quite excessive.
Okay.
Just a little.
Humans only say about 40,000 words a day, right?
That's a lot.
I'm an over-exaggerator, so.
You kind of are a billion. That's a lot.
That is.
That's a lot.
9 out of 10 times, I over-exaggerate.
Nice.
Nicely done,
well
Calvin
played.
From Hobbs.
Okay, I'll
Good
talk to you guys
stuff.
Later.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, we have come to Jesus moment talks all the time with our children.
This
is a term in hospitals. Like, you're going to die, so here's a come to Jesus moment talk. You either quit smoking or you're going to meet Jesus.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's like a definition. Does that help you now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Oh,
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Hear that?
Yeah, that was her. She must have AT&T. Static.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys this morning?
Doing
wonderful.
Well.
Guess who?
Mom, Fernando?
Yes.
Hi.
I did what I was told. I gave her the Pendleton. I gave it to her.
Thank you so much. It is beautiful.
Yes, and I know how you feel, so I wanted you to feel special.
Thank you.
Man, it took everything in me to actually pass that thing off because that is the most beautiful blanket I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My family, when they see it, they're going to flip out because we all love, it's amazing. Thank you so much.
Mom, Fernando.
Yes.
And then the boys are laughing. They're like, oh, Steve-O's probably going to wrap himself in it. And then I heard it.
Dude, I wanted to. It was cold. The wind was crazy. So.
Yeah, come on, but Fernando. I just wanted to call in because when I substitute for students, they always used to say, just kidding.
Just kidding.
And I hated that. Every little thing, they dropped the pencil. Just kidding. Crazy. I did not like that.
You know when it gets really bad? When they start saying just kidding for someone else.
Right.
Yeah. That was it. That was it. And I didn't like it. And everything I said, just kidding. And by the time I got home, everything I did at home was just kidding. And the kids are like, Mom, you need to quit. You need to quit. So every time I said that, they would say, Mom, you owe us a dollar.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's a good idea. Terms that we don't like, we'll make a jar, and you have to stick a dollar in it.
You know, that works.
Whole dollar.
That really works. It really works. Believe me. Well, you guys have a good day. Love you too, Mom.
Aw. Mom Fernando.
She's the best. Oh, she's amazing. Static.
Yeah, I got one for you.
All right.
Actually, I got two. That was it's exactly the same, but a little bit different.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
Because it can't be exactly the same.
You said that, and I'm like,
right?
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Okay. And then everybody uses the word epic. And so,
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that movie was epic.
Yeah.
We had a come to Jesus meeting on me using the word epic because my wife was tired of it because every movie I ever saw was epic.
But right now, every movie you ever see is the most amazing movie you've ever seen. The best episode ever of Walking Dead. I'm like, well, really?
Well, I saw a garage sale sign that said, epic garage sale.
Yes! That's awesome, though. I would go to that garage sale like, dude, he said it's going to be epic.
I went there, and it was only one garage sale
on
the block.
Yeah, that's not epic. Fail.
You can't play that up and it not be epic.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right.
All right, man.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I feel like Lord of the Rings has set the precedence for, like, epic. So if it's not, like, Lord of the Rings... The Avengers? Could you say The Avengers was epic?
No.
What?
I think I waited too long to see it. Because I saw it when it was already out on DVD for a while.
Iron Man 3's coming out. That's going to be epic.
I haven't seen 1 or 2.
Who are you? We're going to have an Iron Man marathon at the house.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You're going to watch them and you're going to be like, whoa.
I totally believe you.
How? Static.
Hey, Sunny. Good morning.
Sunny.
Good morning, Sunny.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
Oh my god.
You know what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Oh, that's what she hates.
That's what I hate.
And that's my response. You just start doing that every time. You know what?
Huh?
Chicken butt. That's what I do every time somebody like continues to do the you know what.
And then
they start that phrase with you know what? You know what? Huh? Huh? Or in the middle they say, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Incredible. You know what makes me crazy? I feel you. I'm just kidding. You just said that.
You're just kidding.
505-338-3700, the phone number. The most annoying expressions on earth. Forbes recently hosted its second annual Jargon Madness competition. And readers voted number one. Come to Jesus moment. I still can't believe you haven't heard it.
No.
I've said that, like, in front of you. If that dude doesn't shape up, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting.
Every time you say shape up, I think of Greece.
If that dude doesn't
you better
get
shape
it together,
up.
I'm telling you, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. It's not going to be fun.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say that the show sucked without you. However,
it was like the finale of The Walking Dead. You were expecting so much more, and then it just went to poop.
Aww.
Well, I wasn't really expecting more. I just I don't know.
Yeah, no,
it
I
just
know.
Wasn't the same.
Trust me.
It definitely dude, was not the same.
I know. Trust me. Trust me.
But hey, you know what?
I just want to thank everybody who's called in this morning and talked about how the last week and a half of my life has totally sucked. So, thanks, Tej. Thanks, bro. Thanks.
Well, you know, come on. We got to be honest
kidding.
Here.
I'm just kidding. I'll take thank that. You. I'll take that constructive criticism and now, I guess, not have to let her go.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Well, honesty is the best key, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Totally.
Okay, phrases that you hate. Go.
You probably have already covered these, but swag and YOLO.
Oh, yeah.
Swag.
We haven't said swag yet.
Swag.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you say swag, my respect for you drops immensely. And anytime I hear someone say swag, I feel like they have a 14 IQ.
Okay. Here's the thing about the phrase swag. I cannot figure out how to use it correctly. Anytime that I'm like, I could say this. No, I can't because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Unless it's for a
nobody,
prize.
Yeah. Nobody can say swag. It's just like, are you retarded?
You can't say that? Or are you meaning like mentally handicapped? Is that what you're meaning? Is that what you're meaning when you say that? Because no, you can't like, say that word. I'm just kidding, TJ.
Whatever.
You can do whatever you want, apparently.
Yeah, anything.
Yep.
All right, man.
Swag.
Thanks, guys.
All right. TJ, everybody.
TJ.
My wife texted in and said, no offense, but ... Yeah. Love the guy, but ...
Love the guy,
but Steve Ryman.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
Love the guy.
First of all, it's whatevs.
It's whatevs.
All right, if you're going to insult us.
It's whatevs.
Sir. I'm just kidding. Wow, phone lines are jammed. Static.
All right, so I got two sayings for you guys. The first one is from therapist, if you've ever been to a therapist's office. Their favorite question to ask you is, and how does that make you feel? I hate it. I'm like, I'm here so you can tell me how I'm supposed to deal with this, not to ask me how
right.
I feel.
Right. You know, that's so true.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, that. Mitch, I did miss you, too, for the second reason, because you said right. Everybody says
right?
that now.
Right?
That
right?
is the thing, right?
I think I text that more than anything.
And it's
that's my response.
Right? Question mark, right? Exclamation mark.
Two exclamation points.
If you really mean
right?
it, right?
If I really, right?
Question mark, exclamation point, or an exclamation point,
Yeah, those people don't do it right, because you have to put the question mark, exclamation point,
yeah.
exclamation
right.
point. Right? Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks. You guys have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The most annoying expressions on earth. We have about 1,000 Facebook comments. We will get to them, I promise. But we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, Josh Garrels and the most annoying expressions on the face of the planet, like, oh, crap.
Stuff going down.
I'm surprised you're actually together. You
yes.
actually had it ready.
And there's an accident on McMahon at golf course or McMahon, whatever.
Whatevs.
Apparently it's pronounced, yeah, whatevs.
Right?
Closed due to construction, Jefferson Street North at Osuna, as well as more road construction. The right lane is closed, Osuna West at Pennsylvania, and right lane is closed, Louisiana North at Central, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. The phone lines are jammed again.
Uh-oh.
We will get to more of your phone calls right around the corner. Got to take a quick break. Josh Garrels and the most annoying expressions on the face of the planet.
Burb.
I say that a lot.
Burb.
I love it.
Me too. Well, I say that when I'm... That's like a I have to go pee statement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Burb.
Well, that's the only time you can use it, really.
Yeah.
I used to say BRB, and then that's just too long.
Burb.
Yeah. Burb. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Carol Hood. Violence.
You're violent.
Static Radio.
I want to apologize to anyone who runs into you today.
Only if I'm with you.
I know.
So, it's just after 8 o'clock, and the phone lines have not stopped, nor has the Facebooking. We were talking about Forbes magazine. They decided to rock a list of the, basically worst words, if
most
you will.
Annoying phrases.
Ugh!
That, yeah. There's one.
Ugh,
and I say it all the time.
You really do. So they decided to put together a bracket since it's March Madness and everybody does, including us.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, March Morning Madness, the finale.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, going down 7 a.m. tomorrow. And I know you want to be a part of this because it's House of Heroes taking on Mumford & Sons. We will have the House of Hero guys on the air as well as Marcus Mumford to square off in a battle of wits. Just kidding.
You
we
know,
have
okay,
Marcus Mumford.
Here's the thing. Last week, I tuned in occasionally throughout the show.
I'm sorry.
Just to hear and miss everything. But I tuned in at some point during a House of Heroes song, and I knew that I'd miss something epic.
You really did.
And I did between Chrissy and Colin.
Yeah, two of my favorite people whose names start with C, I thought I would throw them on the air at the same time and have them battle it out. And so Chrissy, my bride, and member of the Echoing Green, took on Colin, drummer, for House of Heroes, and they had a little battle of wits.
I knew that I'd miss something epic.
It was pretty great. I, of course, would give it to Chrissy because, you know, she's my bride.
Yeah, but so. Was it actually better?
It was pretty great. They did a great job. So, yeah, that's going down tomorrow, 7 a.m., the championship match. You know what makes me a little sad, though?
What?
I had prepared for Amberlynn.
Right.
I really did. I assumed Amberlynn, and because of that, I got two tracks, two exclusive, acoustic, incredible
That's
tracks.
Right. I remember you talking to me. Dang it.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, I can't wait to premiere these because these are super exclusive.
You know what this means? Okay. Because Amberlynn, now, you can go back and look. They are ahead. They have more votes than House of Heroes, but House of Heroes people have... They're more on top of it.
They were more
but
on
this
top.
This is why Amberlynn doesn't come to New Mexico, because y'all are the land of Mañana, and they don't get ticket sales fast
Everybody
enough,
voted
and they can't
for Amberlynn after the buzzer.
So
didn't
they,
count.
They can't rely on you.
Yep, so there you go. Get your vote on. It's going down tomorrow, 7 a.m. The match is going to be a little longer. It is the championship match, so we're going to give you a little more time to vote. But 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, House of Heroes, Mumford & Sons, in what I think is actually going to be pretty close.
Me too.
So, it'll be good. Most annoying expressions on earth. In honor of March Madness, Forbes decided to rock a tourney of their own to come up with the most annoying words or phrases in the world. Number one went to come to Jesus moment. And I'm still shocked you haven't had that.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like
Jesus
we've had
moment,
to have those.
I'm saved. Don't worry.
Yeah. No. But it's like... You know, come to Jesus moment.
I never have heard it.
We've like had those.
You know
where
what?
It's like, hey, you know, when the rubber meets the road.
You know, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day,
bro. At the end of the day, it's just
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
505-338-3700. Most annoying expression on earth. Static.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Niles.
What's up?
How's it going, buddy?
Okay, so, oh, hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Niles,
you're back.
I'm good. I am.
Did you just wake up?
I woke up like half an hour ago. I'm trying to call you guys.
All right. It's been pretty busy this morning. A lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited that Mitch is back.
Okay, so I heard you guys were bashing The Walking Dead.
No.
Here's the deal, bro. Spoiler alert. I don't want to talk about it. For anybody who hasn't watched,
okay, everyone,
the season finale was
hasn't
lame.
Watched it and wants to watch it, just tune out right now.
The season finale was so lame.
What are you talking about?
Lame doesn't
so
even
lame.
Begin to define the lameness that was the disappointment of the season finale.
Is it because of one of the main characters dies?
You know what? Maybe. And as a comic book person, I've read the comic.
I was upset about that because I read the comics also.
And exactly, and that character, they completely just dismantled who she was.
You just gave away their sex now.
Is it? Hey,
I'm not telling.
I'm not even looking at you.
So they never did. The character was never done correctly, and I just wasn't a fan.
That is true. I mean,
the episode before the season finale could have been the season finale, and it would have been better because I loved. Dude, Daryl, are you kidding me?
Daryl is the best.
He was
so
amazing.
Sad. Like, I was happy yet sad.
I was so sad, yeah.
I just
want
to know how Daryl has rock star hair
had,
all the time.
Had?
Oh, he shaved his head?
No.
Daryl die?
No, I'm not.
No.
I don't want to ruin anything. So,
The only thing that made me sad about the last episode is I won't be able to see any new episodes till October.
Yeah. How old are you, Niles?
I'm 16.
Okay, good. I was like, why are you watching this show?
Dude, I've been watching it since I was like 12.
Where are your parents? No, you have not. Stop
yes,
it.
Yes, they have.
Not acceptable. Aren't you homeschooled? Aren't you like homeschooled and Baptist? Where are your parents?
I'm not Baptist. I'm Protestant.
He's Protestant.
Dude, Niles, we love you. Thanks for the call, man.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right, there you go.
Don't judge him.
Don't judge me. Oh, haters. Haters, bro. Haters.
These are all sayings that we hate.
Yes.
Keep on keeping. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on? Really? Who says that?
Apparently Jason Gleason hates it enough to put it on his number two.
All right.
His number one, anytime anyone says, you people.
Oh,
is, or they.
Yeah.
You people.
Are, they, oh, always,
they always do that. Who's they? You know what? They need to do something about that. They need to do something about that. I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
Right, absolutely.
Oh, you mean you.
Most annoying expression on earth, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us your thoughts. You can also give us a call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Thursday. I'm kind of bummed, no Theology Thursday today, just to prep you guys. No, Jarrett will not be here today.
You had to go do something important or something.
Yeah.
More important than us?
I don't know. But you know what we will be doing today? Going out to East Mountain High School.
That is right.
We'll be kicking it for lunch at East Mountain High. And if you would like us to come to your high school, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The HDB.
Here's the deal, bro.
Yeah. Studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. If you send us an email and say, hey, come to our high school. We'll come have lunch with you. We'll hook you up with some prom tickets.
We will have lunch with you. We will probably not bring it, though.
No, we will not provide it. Are you kidding me?
That's
expensive. We work in ministry. We broke. But we will come hang out with you and give you some prom tickets. So
there you go.
I love it.
Promise today, East Mountain High School.
There you go. East Mountain High. We will see you coming up in just a bit. But, yeah.
Totes.
Right now, latest from Sleeping at Last. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
There is stuff going on still. Closed due to road construction. Jefferson North at Osuna. There is an accident on Golf Course in McMahon, as well as more construction. Roadway is reduced to one lane. Unser at I-40, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about the CEO of Starbucks.
So it's going to be a surprise to me because I have no idea what is going on.
Yeah, you've been away from media.
From everything.
Oh, he said some amazing words recently.
Awesome.
So we're going to talk about those words, all you Starbucks fans out there. But speaking of words, Forbes recently rocked their March Madness, their jargon madness. Words that make you crazy, expressions that just drive you up the wall.
GD says, same difference.
Same difference?
Same difference.
Same diff.
Whatevs.
Now it's like, yeah, same That's, diff.
That doesn't make any sense.
You can't say same difference anymore. It's same diff. Everything's got to be shortened.
Same diff.
I'm just saying. But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystat.
Radio.
Yeah, I was trying to shorten it.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't work when you're
URLs.
Trying to get them to go to URLs. Okay.
You know what? I call URLs Earls.
Earls?
Yeah.
No, you do not.
I do.
Oh, see? No. No. What else we got?
It is what it is.
It is.
You threw me under the bus right there.
What? Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
My bad.
Oh, totes.
Don't judge me.
What?
Yeah, don't judge me. Oh, that's so adorbs.
Adorbs and amazeballs. Probably my two favorite, or least favorite words right now.
Okay, my sister, my family, the siblings are very spread apart in age. So my oldest sister, she's going to hate me. My oldest sister is 43. I'm 25.
That's so old.
Totally, no. But she doesn't look like she's 43. And
she looks younger than you. So either she looks great or you look...
No, that's my other. That's my other sister.
Bad.
Dang it. That's my other sister. I have a 37-year-old sister as
no,
well.
No, I'm all your sisters. I saw the photo of all you guys on Instagram. I was like, dude,
dang.
Why does Mitch look like the old
Poor
one?
Poor thing. She got... It's like the Lawrence brothers. The
she
oldest
got the
bad or like
jeans.
Aww.
I'm just kidding.
Remember how you were like on my team and you're...
I was. I'm
stuff?
Sorry. Right there. Sorry. Took 2 hours. Two hours and 21 minutes for me to go back to being mean to you. I apologize.
Thank you. I was expecting it. I was like kind of thrown off by how you were so nice at first.
It's because I missed you, but now it's worn off. So now it's back to normal. Okay, good.
Whatevs. Anyways, so she's like talking normal conversation, and then she throws in the word amazeballs. And then
how
just keeps going.
She?
She's 40.
No.
43.
No. You can't say that.
Okay, so she says amazeballs.
Talking to you, Lenya.
She says it.
Lenya said it on Instagram, and I died. It's like, who? No!
But when my sister said it, it was, like, completely normal. Like,
right.
It doesn't sound out of place at all.
She didn't even, like, skip a beat.
Nothing.
Just kept going.
And so I had to stop the entire conversation and make everyone refer back to two sentences ago when she said amazeballs. I was like, right. whoa, everyone. She just said amazeballs. Did anyone catch that?
I'm trying to use words correctly again, because a word that I've used that I've caught myself on and I'm trying to stop using is ridiculous. Dude, seriously, ridiculous. It's like, well, wait, what is, does that mean? Like it was like outlandish and terrible, or like, and I'm like, no, it was amazing. Dude, it was ridiculous. That movie, ridiculous. Like it made no sense. Uh-huh. Like it was confusing to you. Like it was, no, it was incredible. It was amazeballs.
Oh, gosh. That gives me gross stomach. Like, ugh.
I don't like... Actually, talking about words, I have a list of the words that give you the...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, word avoidances. It's like words you cannot say. I would probably put that on the list, but...
Either Dan or Barb, I'm not sure, says, basically...
Basic.
I used to say that for everything. Like when something was cool, I'd be like, basically.
Right.
Or when something is like, ah, dang it, I go, ah, junk.
Yeah, I hate that.
I say it all the time.
I hate that one. I'm not going to lie. Not a fan when you do that.
Junk.
This is the worst. It's ridiculous.
I know.
And I'm using that correctly. It's ridiculous when you say junk. I don't like it, because it doesn't make any sense. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have one for you. Okay.
I had a best friend that used to say this all the time. The most annoying thing in the world. You do me, I'll do you.
What does that mean?
What?
That means, like, I don't know.
Like a massage?
You say it all the time.
Right, that's what I thought of. Like, rub my shoulders, like, or scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, or...
Yeah, like, she'd be like, I'll do you, you do me.
What does that mean?
All the time. I have no idea. But finally, I told her, I was like, how about I do me and you do you?
If we're going to say ridiculous, outlandish things, might as well just be ridiculous and outlandish, yeah. Right?
Right. And I don't know where she got it from. She was from New Mexico. I was like, did you get it from somewhere? No.
No.
Just a weird thing to use this day. So I finally said, nope, can't do this anymore. Can't listen to your outlandish words. Done.
I think we should all start carrying... Well, now with like smartphones or iPads, you can have an app that's got a dictionary on it. So therefore, if somebody uses like a saying or expression, you just look it up immediately and recite back
Urban
the actual
dictionary.
Definition.
Oh, regular.
So we have like vocab police.
Right.
Like, you just call like 411 vocab.
And yes.
Like, I'm sorry. This person is not using elegant language.
Right.
Can we like... Call them in.
Absolutely. And if somebody starts using words, I have my iPad on me, I will throw down the dictionary. So the vocab police, 338-3700. And I will find the correct definition. So like words like epic or ridiculous or amazeballs, which you won't even find in the dictionary.
Or that's so sick.
That's so sick. Oh, that like they've taken like, ill.
I didn't know it made you vomit. Like, I'm sorry I made you vomit.
Exactly. I'm going to try, people. I'm going to try.
Right?
So there you go.
It should be like a new thing. It should be like Christianese. It's
there
like
you go.
Dictionary.
Yeah. Bringing back the English language properly.
Awesome. There you go.
Correctly.
You have my vote.
Boom.
Have a
there
good
you go.
Morning.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's going to be really difficult.
Nick says with a Spanish accent, I know, huh?
Oh, man.
Our lives here. I know, huh? That's all cool, huh?
Oh, man. Anytime you put all in front of anything.
Huh.
Dude, that was all bad, right?
You have to say, huh. No, huh. Right. Huh. So annoying.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I don't get Susan's.
Susan says, pop of color.
Pop of color.
Is that like a fashion thing? Well,
maybe.
I feel like whenever I see pop, I think of collars. And
yeah.
So pop of color. Like
pop
maybe
of
they're
color.
Making a lot of polos.
Pop of color. Never heard
pop
that.
Pop of color.
Ever. See, when you say pop, I thought of like soda and somebody saying pop incorrectly.
I said pop of color the other day when I was at Hobby Lobby. I was looking at string and I was like, I just want a color that's going to pop. Just like, I need a pop of color for this variety.
Pop of color?
I said it, but I didn't.
You didn't mean it,
it
however.
Wasn't like a, maybe she like Hobby Lobby too and
let
she hears
me be
it all
the first
time.
To say, I've never heard that.
That's Jed. Let me be the first to say.
Let me be the first. You obviously were not the first to say. There have been many.
Sarah's, don't take this the wrong way, but.
Oh, man.
And
anytime you set somebody up like, no, don't take offense to this, or no offense, but.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, but.
Whenever I'm going to say something that I'm not sure of, I say, I don't mean this in a bad or negative way.
Right. Which
but,
you do.
And I'm,
which you do. You always do. You really do.
Wow.
I've just learned that when you say that, I know I'm about to get destroyed with words. Like, okay, she's about to insult my clothing, my facial hair.
I'm sorry.
Or
I don't
some
mean,
part of me.
I don't mean this in a bad or negative way, but when you wear plaid with stripes and that mustache.
It just is awful. Yeah. Oh, but I don't mean it in a bad
it
way.
It doesn't really
like,
work.
I don't mean it.
Like, I mean. Because it's you.
I don't
I
mean it negatively. Don't take this the wrong way, but you look like an idiot. That's what I hear. That's actually what I hear when you say stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I just know from now on, steel wall goes up the second you say like, hey, I don't mean this boom wall, like immediately. And I almost don't hear.
Yeah.
Try not to hear what you say after that. Static.
So this might be a little bit off topic, but I think it still kind of somehow relates.
Go for it.
Okay, so this was in high school, and it's one of my many funny moments. My best friend wore a shirt to school, and it had a picture of a bee, like with, you know, like not a hornet, but like a bee, like a mean-looking bee.
Uh-huh.
And it had like three Z's, and they were all like Z dash Z dash Z and then like another dash and like CH. And so I was like I was like stood there for like 5 minutes reading her shirt and she was like, wow, you didn't get that? And it's like not the cuss word, but like biatch.
Z.
Right.
I don't get it either. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's not a shirt that I understand either.
Wow. Really?
I'm not... I was going to go with the saying. Let me be the first to say that...
So glad we took that phone call.
Me too.
So glad. Hey, the song's called When It All Goes South.
Which is just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, death in a cure.
When it all goes south. It's like when people call in. You don't get that, really? Like when I call you Miatch?
What does that mean?
You know.
No, what does that mean? Can you spell
death
that
in a cure when it all goes south.
I'm confused.
Steve Owen and Mitch.
Don't worry.
Static Radio. Oh, my friend. The Temper Trap. Where do we go from here? Actually, we don't go to Starbucks.
That's apparently
yeah.
What we're staying away from.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about this. The Starbucks CEO opened his mouth over the last week and said some things that got everybody... Huffy.
All riled up, apparently, and I don't even know what he said.
You don't. You've been away.
And I'm mad.
You've been away. So,
from reality. I know. I watched Ellen yesterday for the first time, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I got to be honest, coming from a CEO, I'm shocked at the... Well, I'm just shocked that he would say such words, because it doesn't sound like it's good for business.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. However, he responded with, quote, not every decision is an economic decision, despite the fact that you recite statistics and blah, 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 blah. The company, yeah. I'm interested to see whether support or people
decline.
Will stop supporting.
People
because he's actually...
That.
Called for people to stop drinking Starbucks.
What?
If you adhere to a certain value. We're going to talk about that coming up.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break, but coming back, the hot topic of the day. Starbucks CEO opening his mouth and see where you side for or against him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, we talked Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
You know, Dan Cathy, he opened his mouth. He said some things. And the support for... So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
Okay.
When he does the same.
If the CEO has spoken out about it.
Yeah. Howard Schultz.
Yep.
Spoke up. Said some things. We'll talk about those things right around the corner. Also some future of forestry. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Matthew Perryman Jones. Stones from the Riverbed. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
So, 9:05 now. We mentioned this earlier in the morning. Howard Schultz. That'd be the CEO for Starbucks.
Oh, I was like, why are you playing this song? I hate this song.
Wow. At the annual Starbucks shareholders meeting in Seattle, company officials told those who support biblical marriage they can sell their shares in Starbucks and buy shares in another company.
Dang.
Right. According to different reports during the meeting, the founder of Corporate Morality Action Center expressed concerns over the company's support of homosexual marriage. In fact, in the first full quarter after the boycott was announced, because Starbucks came out and said, hey, we're gonna support same-sex marriage. This is what we want to do. It resulted in boycotts against Starbucks last year. But Howard Schultz came out and said, hey, you know what? Not every decision is an economic decision, despite the fact that there are statistics that are narrow in time. We did provide a 38% shareholder return over the last year, but he did go on to say that having said that, this is not an economic decision. The lens in which we're making the decision is through the lens of our people. We employ over 200,000 people in the company. We want to embrace diversity of all kinds. That drew applause, cheers.
But not the kind of diversity that has an opinion that nobody agrees with.
Yeah, he said if you feel respectfully that you can get a higher return than the 38% you got last year. It's a free country. Sell your shares in Starbucks. Buy shares in another company. Thank you very much. Since that time, since his announcement, there have been some interesting websites launched. One website in particular, dumpstarbucks.com, launched a nationwide campaign to urge coffee lovers to go elsewhere for a cup of joe because they are outright in support of same-sex marriage. And so what are we going to do? Of course, we were talking off air about boycotts.
Yeah, but here's the thing about just this. I haven't said this.
Yeah.
That because they are for it, and they're telling us that we need to go support something else because they're hating on us.
So maybe everybody just needs to go to SoPo.
Locally grown.
There you go.
And locally roasted everything.
But true story, I want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700. Starbucks is the largest coffee company in the universe.
And so readily available.
I haven't been to Mars. I can't say the universe. In the world.
In the world.
On Earth. I also have not been to Venus. I haven't ventured
Mercury,
far
Venus, Mars.
Off of Earth.
Yeah. You haven't mentioned
a galaxy.
All.
Haven't even been out of the galaxy.
Nope.
So I can't say universe. They're the largest companies, coffee-wise, on Earth. On this planet. And are people going to stop supporting? I kid you not, when he came out and said that, my wife went to go buy coffee beans, and I'm like, cool, don't go to Starbucks. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like,
No.
I'm serious. He said he doesn't want our money, so don't give him our money.
It's just angering that he'd make such a statement because, I mean, when the whole Chick-fil-A thing came about,
right?
It was totally out of context. People blew it out of proportion, what he said, and it's obviously been stated by, I don't even know his name, the dude that was, like, getting all of Chick-fil-A
Huffy?
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was getting all the Chick-fil-A's off campus.
Yeah.
He was like, no, you guys have it wrong.
Yeah,
this dude literally just said,
hey, look, if you're not for, you know, if you're for biblical marriage, then we don't need your money. So, if you're for biblical marriage, will you stop supporting Starbucks?
Mm.
They're on every corner. It's so convenient.
It is.
So, do the boycotts matter? 505-338-3700. Static.
I go to Starbucks because they have a drive-thru, not because of who they support. I mean, big companies do all sorts of weird things with their money. And
right.
in the end, it's just kind of, you know, like you can fight against Kellogg's because, you know, they support different things and you can fight against that. Or you can just, you know.
Fighting against corporate America is not easy.
In fact, Starbucks exactly. is actually one of over 300 U.S. corporations that signed a recent Supreme Court brief in an effort to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act. So, yeah, over 300 companies signed this, not just Starbucks, but being that Starbucks is like one of the biggest in our nation, I'm sure that's why they are singled out. Also, being that, I mean, here's the thing, though. Howard Schultz, the CEO of the company, says we don't want your money. So, let me ask, are you for traditional marriage? Are you for biblical definition of marriage?
Yes, then absolutely.
Do you want to still go to Starbucks?
The minute some other innovative company that wants to come out with drive-through coffee, I will absolutely go there because, right. you know, the owner has told me to. But until then...
All right. See, so convenience over moral standards. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
No, you know
I'm
what?
Partially kidding because I'm the same way. It's like, man, but if I don't go there, where am I going to go? I mean, I don't. We don't really go to Starbucks anyways because it's like $5 a cup of coffee. And if you actually go to Dave Ramsey's stuff, it's like, I spent $52,000 at Starbucks last year. Average it out, bro. Not really that much, but yeah, you get the idea. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
All right.
The thing about it, okay. Okay.
What?
They No. They also support the like taking care of the world because save the polar bears, global warming. Like, are you kidding me right now? And all okay, never mind.
505-338-3700 the phone number. I'm going to let you guys talk now. Chime in, let us know what you think. Is it a convenience over moral standard thing or do we just not care anymore? Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thoughts?
My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, you know, Satellite has a drive-thru.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think that they're not in the same category as Starbucks,
that's true.
I would giggle.
Yeah.
Because you're right, but sadly...
They haven't said it, but they're just local.
Well, no. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about Double Rainbow, right?
I don't know. He hasn't come out publicly.
Formerly known as Double Rainbow. Yeah. Yes, you're right. But yeah, that's it. There you go.
But that's the whole point, right?
Right.
They said they don't want our business.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whatever they believe, they have the right to believe, but they don't want our business.
And if they don't want it, why are you going to give it to them? Right. Because I don't know. That's
exactly.
Why we're asking the question.
Good point,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks, man. 505-338-3700. Thanks for the call, Frank. Static.
Hey, you know on the Connection magazines, there's a picture of Pastor Skip with a Starbucks cup?
Boo. Wow. You should email him, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Immediately. You know,
or you could just email the people who...
Making it.
You know the people who control...
Yeah. Yeah, Connection magazine, that hasn't been around for how long now?
About 4 months.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call, man. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Great show this morning.
Hey, thanks.
I just wanted to comment on the whole Starbucks thing.
Yeah.
If you go to the East Coast, Starbucks is pretty much non-existent.
It's all like Dunkin' Donuts, right?
What?
Isn't Dunkin' Donuts like a huge coffee company out in on the East Coast?
Yeah, I believe so. And here in the Southwest, we're really used to Starbucks. It's everywhere, like you said, every corner.
Yeah.
But the fact is, Folgers brought in twice the revenue in 2012 that Starbucks did. So I think, you know, we need to let Starbucks know we're not going to drink, you know.
People really like the taste of Lysol, don't they?
I say Folgers tastes better. That's me.
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
If you add a lot of creamer and sugar.
And you can sleep better at night with that money going somewhere else.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
505-338-3700.
Another thought. Okay, so... He said this dumb thing, but another thought. They said that they support, like, hiring people of all types of diversity.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I got hired at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Immediately, they made me cover my tattoo. Are you kidding me?
That's hilarious. Me too. I had to wear long sleeves at Starbucks. They employ over 200,000 people in the company, and they want to embrace diversity of all kinds, which is hilarious.
Except
because
my tattoo.
Because that statement... Yeah, diversity of all kinds. Well, what about the people who support biblical traditional marriage?
Except
we don't
for
want
kind.
Your money. Not all, but like when I say all kinds, I don't mean like all kinds. I mean like most kinds that agree with what I believe. So, yeah. Static.
Yeah, hey man, what's going on?
Sup?
I'm actually drinking a Starbucks as we speak.
How do you feel about it?
well, you know, I get them for free.
Okay.
But I don't think I'll be drinking it anymore now.
Do you work there?
That's pretty absurd.
Yeah, it's a tough one there. So yeah. I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the chicken place. You know?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I'm not a Southern style. Like I need lots of Miracle Whip and stuff on my sandwiches and like. So it's like always been dry to me. So I wasn't always like a big proponent. However, it was like, oh, okay, support what this dude says. I get it. So we actually went out and rocked it. And okay, cool, we'll support that. But yeah, it's interesting. The CEO comes out and says, hey, if you don't support gay marriage, then we don't need your cash.
That was just rude.
But most people are like, yeah, but I'm too lazy to go somewhere else.
Exactly. I think I'm just going to substitute for Satellite Coffee for everybody listening. Just go ahead and substitute Satellite Coffee.
See, I would
say
SoPo.
We got coffee is much better anyway.
See, and Solomon's Porch here on Calvary's campus, and I'm not
also
just saying
local.
It. Yeah, local. They rock their own beans, and we get their coffee every single morning, and I'm a proponent
actually,
of that.
And to be honest, actually, I went there, and actually, I'm not just saying this because you just said it, but they actually are better than
they really are.
Too.
They take pride
they
in
really
what they do.
Yeah, SoPo. So there you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. Hey, interesting topic this morning. My wife and I were kind of talking about it. I think yesterday we were going over this, and I know it's all coming down to biblical marriage.
Yeah.
Which I support, and I think that's instituted by God.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm looking at it and saying, okay, gay marriage, this isn't a church versus state issue, or it seems like that in my mind. Everybody wants to take the church out of the state. They're always against it. They're always pounding it, saying, get it out of there. Then why do they want marriage when it's instituted by God?
Hmm.
So I'm saying, give them something in their own laws, render unto Caesar what Caesar, America's laws or whatever, and say, here, have this, call it something else.
Right.
Whatever they need to get their taxes done, whatever they, I don't care. Just don't change the sanctity of marriage. That's a biblical, that's a church, that belongs to the church.
And
you know what I mean?
So, that's so easy for us, you and I, to understand, but they don't look at it like that. They're looking at it from a completely different perspective. They just want the word marriage.
And that just blows my mind, because if they were to follow it and say this comes from the church, why do they want any part of it? When changing that status is telling the church to change our belief and what we believe in. So that ain't going to happen. So figure something else out for them, because we can't do it. You know what I mean? That's what we stand on. That's our truth.
Well,
so,
and here's where I would come back and argue the point, sadly, because I agree with you 100%. However, just, what was it, a couple weeks ago, March 22nd, Rob Bell, pastor, came out and said, quote, I believe God is pulling us ahead into greater and greater affirmation and acceptance of our gay brothers and sisters and pastors and friends and neighbors and co-workers. And he outright condoned same-sex marriage, saying, quote, God makes some of us one way and some of us another, and it can be a beautiful thing. And Rob Bell flat out came out in support of gay marriage. So I agree with what you're saying, but not all believers actually, quote unquote, stand upon that word. You know
right.
what I mean?
Okay, but tell them, Ron Bell, whoever he is, to read his word.
Right.
And then case solved.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. This is coming from the dude who wrote
here's
a book
another,
that
here's another point for you guys on Starbucks. I was confused, because I always was under the impression Starbucks was a company that started up that supported Israel, hence Starbucks. It was always giving money to Israel. I don't know if that's still true. I remember someone had said that in some other deal, and I was like, wow, Starbucks is supporting Israel.
No, they were just huge fans of Battlestar Galactica. They love Starbucks.
Probably so. But here's something for all your listeners to listen to, and I'm going to talk to SoPo about it, too. Have you heard of Bulletproof Coffee?
Never.
Bulletproof. Go look up Bulletproof Executive.
Huh.
And this guy's a crazy biohacker, like body hacker, and he gets big on coffee beans, the toxic molds in them, what not to do, what not to get, single region beans, all kinds of stuff. But you guys want an amp and a kick
and lose weight drinking coffee, check out Bulletproof Executive.
Oh, my God.
Sounds dangerous. You're like, five-hour energy. Thanks, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're still talking about Starbucks.
Yeah.
So for me and for my wife, you know, we're addicted to Starbucks. It's liquid crack, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
Anywhere else you go, it doesn't measure up to Starbucks. So you always go back to Starbucks.
But if their measurement of their moral standard is something that says, hey, we don't want your money if you believe in biblical marriage, is it something that we say, well, then I can't support you because you've asked me not to and I'm going to be a gentleman in that? Or are you just going to go because you're like, eh, but it's good coffee, I don't care? Do we care? I kind of feel like as Americans, we don't care anymore. Boycotts, like, are they real?
I don't know.
I think we care for 5 minutes, and then it's over,
and then we
go back to what we were doing. Because I'll take it back. I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I think it was 10 or 15 years ago, Oprah Winfrey Show, the people from P&G went on there and said, and I think they support the Satanic Bible, Procter & Gamble. So we're still brushing our teeth, and we're still using the shampoos and deodorants and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I think Emily on Facebook said it right.
Thanks
she said,
call.
Yes, I will stop purchasing my Starbucks Frappuccino because if they don't want my money, then they shouldn't get it. He blatantly asked me not to. I think it was just rude that Howard Schultz just said, no, stop it. Sell your stocks. We don't want you to come here.
Right, right.
Like, that was just rude.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's me again. I couldn't resist calling.
It's okay.
This is the first I've heard about it. But I know that when I worked there myself, I was kind of restricted in saying Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was Happy Holidays.
So I would still say it, and they would say something like, you know, you might get fired for saying that. And I'm like, well, fire me. So I came up with the Merry Hanukkah Kwanzaa. And I would still say Merry Christmas, Merry Hanukkah Kwanzaa. And then Easter, I would say Happy Easter. I worked there for 7 years. I came up with my own drink that they have on the menu, but they don't have it. It's not up on the board because it has to do with heavy cream and the Atkins diet. But I worked there for 7 years, and they never wanted me to leave because I was awesome.
So humble.
Well, there you go.
But now I'm supposed to go meet a friend at 10 o'clock at
the box.
And she's gay, and I'm supposed to go minister to her.
That's kind of ironic.
That's very ironic.
I know, right?
It's called irony. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go minister to her, but I'm going to have water.
There you go.
Thanks for the call.
It's good water, filtered three times over.
Yeah, right?
And it's free.
So, me as I minister.
Yes, of course.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Sunny.
Thank you, Sunny.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you're just joining us, Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, at the annual Starbucks shareholders meeting, came out in support of gay marriage, but they've been in support. The company has actually been in support of gay marriage for the last 12 months. In fact, there's been plenty of boycotts and websites, one in particular, dumpstarbucks.com, and signing petitions, and Starbucks still had a 38% return over the last year on the shares. But having said that, the CEO, Howard Schultz, said, this is not an economic decision to me. Quote, the lens in which we're making the decision is through the lens of our people. We employ over 200,000 people in the company. We want to embrace diversity of all kinds, end quote, or almost all kinds. So he said, hey, quote, if you feel respectfully that you can get a higher return than the 38 you got last year, it's a free country. Sell your shares in Starbucks and buy shares in another company. Thank you very much. End quote. And so he's come out in support of same-sex marriage and said, look, we don't need your cash. We don't want it. If you don't support same-sex marriage, you can go somewhere else respectfully. We don't need your money. And then things like this happen where, hey, biblically, I stand on this. I believe this. But do we really believe it if somebody comes out and says, hey, I'm for Islam, and I if you are a Christian, we don't really need your cash. We don't really want your cash, so don't support us. But then we as Christians turn and go, okay, Yeah, where but you've got like really good burgers. So I'm still going to continue to go to this burger joint because it's easy and there's, you know, I don't, there's nowhere else for me to go.
I think if, see.
Are
if
we lazy? Do we just not care?
I don't know if it's laziness. I think that part of it is we're starting that whole trend of putting ourselves back in our Christian bubble, and that's scary.
Yeah.
Like Sunny just called and she's going to minister to a friend at Starbucks.
Cool.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
But
505-338-3700, the phone number if you would like to chime in on the conversation. Let the boycott begin? Question mark. Does anybody care?
I don't know.
Is it a cup of coffee or is there something deeper to it?
Mm-hmm.
Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I guess I lost you guys. I was talking earlier about the Procter & Gamble thing a few years ago. Couple things. Sopos, to me, measures up to Starbucks.
Yeah, dude, I love their coffee.
So good.
And Stevo is my favorite coffee.
Hey, there you go. Pretty
also
tasty.
I live on the west side, so it's real hard for me to drive all the way to Calvary over there on the north side to get it. So open one up at your church, Stevo, and I'll be there.
There you go. That's what we'll do. We'll just start one. People can start going there. I love it. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. See
there you
guys.
Go. Convenience, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Measures up. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Want to chime in on this Starbucks deal.
Yeah.
Getting you down here in Cruces. For some reason, we pick up your, you guys must have a good...
translator down there.
Yes.
We do.
I think corporate America needs to stay out of morality. Like Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
I think Starbucks and everyone else, they just need to sell their product. And whether they want to have this diverse world and utopia, it's never going to happen.
Right.
They need to just shut up and just provide us with coffee.
So here's my question.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee is far superior to Starbucks.
Here's my question for you, though. Like, now that Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, has come out, you know, it's one thing. There's a lot of companies that we're ignorant to.
We didn't know.
We don't know if their meat was sacrificed to idols, so we just eat it just the same. But now there's a difference because the CEO of the company has come out and said, this is what we believe, this is where we side, and if you're not for same-sex marriage, we don't want your money. Does that make a difference since you now know where they stand?
Of course it does. To me personally, I don't frequent Starbucks to begin with. I've gone there. I enjoyed their coffee. But now that this guy's saying that, if I did have stock, I'd probably be willing to get rid of it because I'm with you on this morality versus I think we've become more complacent in society now with everything going on. And we've kind of become, as Christians, kind of just, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's wrong.
Yeah.
I think we need to stand strong by our beliefs and not allow these things to happen around us. But, you know, complacency and it's just it run rampant here in the U.S. with Christians and everything else. I would even say around the world.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Liberal left, man. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Las Cruces in the house.
There you
love
go.
It. Static. Cool. Hey.
You know, we should just get a bunch of Christians to get married at Starbucks when all the homosexuals went to go make out at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you say.
Coffee's gross anyway.
Amen. Oh, man.
505-338-3700.
I can, actually. When was the last time you've ever seen me rock their coffee? I didn't say coffee was gross. He said their coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan.
It's not that good.
Also, I used to work there, and every time I smell it, I just get ill.
You can walk into that building for 5 minutes, walk out, spend 30 minutes getting to wherever I am, and I'll be like, you were at Starbucks, weren't you?
It's gross,
dude. I smell that.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
Ugh.
Blah. Static.
Hey, this is Mom Fernando again.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
just make your coffee at home. That's what I do.
Dude,
turn the shower, turn on the coffee maker, and you have your coffee. You want iced coffee? Just add ice to your coffee.
I agree. We have a couple different machines at our casa that rock that. Yeah. Yes. So
I am with you on that one.
Here's the hard part, though, Mom Fernando. My barista is asleep in bed when I wake up in the morning, and she makes a way better cup of coffee than I do. I can't rock the espresso machine like her, so I just do without in the early, early morning.
Aww.
Yeah. My wife makes the best espresso.
Yeah, she did.
She really does.
She gave me a good iced Americano the other day.
Huh?
It was good.
Telling you.
She just added ice.
She's
correct.
The queen. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to let Mitch know is my 3-year-old Zachariah was yelling this morning, Mitch is back! Mitch
yes!
Is back! Mitch is back!
That's amazing!
Got to meet him at Easter sunrise service. Love him.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Mom Fernando, everybody. The song is Unstable. Amberlin. Static Radio. Good morning.
And that is how we are feeling with all these comments.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's kind of 50-50 all over the place. Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, came out and said, hey, bro, if you don't support gay marriage, feel free to sell your Starbucks stock. You can spend your cash elsewhere. We don't need it. But the comments coming back.
The comments are a little bit... well, for convenience sake, we're just going to keep going to Starbucks.
Yeah, so tell us your thoughts, 505-338-3700. You can also go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey, let's have a good, wholesome conversation, like a fun, friendly one. What drives me insane is when we start talking about stuff like this, and then all of a sudden there's this, like, somebody will post something, somebody won't like that, and then say how they don't like it, and then that person responds, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, well, we were having a friendly conversation, and then these two piped in to each other 7 times and ruined it.
Yeah, so we have to skip over.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't ruin it.
Instead, I will read
comments. I thought we were having a nice conversation.
Civil
Then Drunkle started having too much, and Facebook ruined.
Rochelle has a good point. She says, I'm a little surprised to hear that so many people are making their decision based on convenience. Last time I checked, God did not promise a life of convenience and comfort if we choose to live godly lives. I mean, comfort in the statement that Starbucks coffee is so superior in taste, so we can't just drink a little less awesome of coffee. McDonald's has good coffee and a drive-thru.
There you go. 505-338-3700. Phone lines are jammed, actually. Let's get to these. Static.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, whatever happened to Shockwave and the Hardcore at 4?
Gone! Well, Celeste is now doing, the afternoons, and she's not necessarily a hardcore fan.
Oh, man, okay.
So, are you missing the hardcore?
Yeah. Kind of withdrawals, going through withdrawals.
Yeah, dude, here's the best way to say... send me an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We love hearing your thoughts and opinions, especially when it comes to the style of music. So your voice will be heard.
We like to have them documented.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. That I will definitely look into.
All right, man. Thanks. There you go. See, voices do count. Howard Schultz made it clear where Starbucks stands. Where do you stand with hardcore music? I'm just kidding.
Not a huge fan. I love Blindside. I love Under Oath. And that's about as crazy I get, as I get.
All right. There you go. We're done.
We are.
We're out. One show in the books. There you go. 4-4.
That's right.
Putting a little stamp on today's show, a little building block right there.
Hey, today is 2-month mark until it's my 1 year.
Yeah, it's our 10-month anniversary as Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, today
it's crazy. 10 months, dude.
I know.
So we'll have to like throw a party or something. In June. We'll get back to that.
I'm excited.
I just had a really, really good idea in my mind.
I heard the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday who happens to be in a band who was like, dude, we need to do a show in Albuquerque. And now I'm like,
Yes, you do.
Okay. Brain will. Spinning. We'll figure it out.
Creak.
Anyways, we'll see you guys again mañana. Don't forget, prom is coming up April 26th. Tickets are only $19. If you'd like a pair of free tickets and you happen to be in high school, here's what you got to do. Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. If you have a Bible club at your school, We'd love to come have lunch with
you. Yes, we would.
Mitch and myself having lunch today at East Mountain High. We've gotten emails from El Dorado. We've gotten emails from Cleveland High.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So we want to get out to your high school. We want to hang out, have lunch with you, just encourage you with what you're doing in your Bible club.
Heck yes.
And give you a pair of prom tickets. But you have to invite us. We can't just show up at your school.
Be creepers.
That's why I shaved my mustache.
I'm so proud of you. Not wanting to go to a high school. Yeah. Be like, yeah, no, you can trust him.
Hey, what's up, man? Check out, this is my van. Doesn't have windows. Sup? What's up, high school people? Check out my mustache.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no thanks. I had to shave, you know.
I'm proud.
I had to do it.
Thank you for doing that. And tomorrow, the last round of March Morning Madness.
The championship match. Who is the greatest band on Static Radio? Well, you get to pick tomorrow. We have counted it down. House of Heroes taking on Mumford & Sons in a David and Goliath match of epic proportions.
Yes.
I can say epic there because that really is,
it really is pretty
a
epic.
Battle of, well, epic proportions. Right. So,
yeah,
we're
out of things to say now.
Okay, cool. We'll see you guys again. Manana Adri's in next. And get those emails in studio@mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.